Hello and welcome to the Northern Collective podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your friends' family and your family's friends, because here at the Northern Collective podcast, we aim to bring you a weekly roundup of all the fixtures and results, as well as news and interviews with players and managers across the north of the country. We hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Northern Collective podcast. I'm back again with my wingman, Ash Thompson. Say hello, Ash.
Good evening, Kyle. So nice. We're having it twice. Enjoyed my first time on the podcast. Hopefully everyone else did as well. I'm looking forward to getting to it after a really interesting weekend of fixtures.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It definitely was an interesting week of fixtures. Let's get straight into it. And in usual fashion, let's start in that Midlands division. There were only three fixtures this week. Doncaster Bells travelling to Peterborough. It were a 1-0 win. It sounded tight. It sounded edgy. But it's first win for Nick Buxton as manager of Doncaster Bells. And it just keeps them in the race.
Yeah, we said last week that it's the kind of game that Donnelly have to start looking to pick up points if they want to challenge for that top spot. So they'll be pleased to get over the line in those tight games. It'll give them a lot of confidence. I'm sure it'll give Nick some confidence as well that they can push forward and try and keep on the coattails of Stourbridge, who won again this weekend.
Yep, speaking of Stourbridge, 3-0 win over Leek Town. They've really got their foot on the gas, so to speak. Now they're hitting a run. I think it's 6 games or 7 games now on the spin that they've won in the league. So they're going all guns blazing, and it's up to everybody else to keep up the pace, so it seems. And the other fixture in the Midlands was Wemtown against Lincoln City. Wemtown running out 5-4 winners, so that sounded like a bit of a shootout. Also, Sheffield FC were in cup action against Northampton Town, and Northampton ran out 3-0 winners there. So I think that's a distraction that Sheffield didn't need, and that cup run's now over and they can focus on a league run.
Yeah, I don't think Sheffield FC will lose too much sleep over this. As you say, gives them an opportunity to really focus on the league campaign, get the most out of that. They can't afford to drop too many points if they're going to be looking upwards. Given they've already lost 3 games, but it allows them to focus on the league stuff.
Moving on to Division 1 North, there are a lot of goals here, but starting in the one game where there weren't any goals, Merseyrail drew 0-0 with Norton. So Merseyrail are now picking up a little bit of momentum. It's a couple of draws in the last couple of weeks. They're now putting points on the board. Naturally, they'll want those 1 point to be 3 points, but you've got to start somewhere when you've not started too well in your league campaign.
Yeah, good point at home for Merseyrail. We talked last week about Norton. They're tough customers. They've got goals in the team. So a clean sheet and a point is a positive step for them. Brings them level on points with Bradford, the team above them. So they are keeping in touch with those teams that are just the right side of the dotted line. So they'll be pleased with that. And hopefully from their perspective, they can kick on. If they get a win this week, they'll be thinking 3 unbeaten, 5 points on the bounce. So it'll be interesting to see where they go from here.
No, definitely. And I think, as you say, Norton are tough customers with a firepower that they've got. So that clean sheet's a very good clean sheet in my eyes, and a good point for Merseyrail. Elsewhere, we had the Chris Haynes derby. Hull took on Bradford. Again, it sounded like an absolute shootout. Hull running out 6-2 winners. Which compounds Bradford's place in them relegation places, and Hull start shifting themselves away from them relegation places. Hope Knight scoring 4, I believe, as well. So a good afternoon for Hull.
Yeah, as you mentioned, 4 goals for Hope Knight, who was at Bradford as well last year with Chris. So yeah, a really positive result for them, which again leaves them firmly in that mid-table pack, looking upwards rather than downwards. So they'll be pleased with that. I think they had a really good crowd at Hull as well from memory. They had over 400, I think, which is really positive from their perspective to put on such an entertaining show in front of those fans. For Bradford, yeah, it does compound a bit of a poor start. 1 win in 7 isn't how they would want to start the season. There's a bit of a gap appearing, not from Chorley, but upwards from Chorley there. So there's two teams on 3 points, Chorley just in front of them on five, and then there's 4 points already. So they'll want to pick up points to avoid getting too disconnected from that middle pile and making it kind of a three or four horse race.
Definitely, and I think it's the nature of the defeat. If it's competitive and it's tight, then you can take a bit of heart from that. But when it's 6-2 and it seems like a convincing result, that's when it starts to become a little bit of a worry. And then you throw in that Merseyrail are now starting to pick up points. Yeah, it's just getting a little bit edgy down there.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I would say with Bradford, they've got a good squad. They've got players there that have been there and done it at this level. I think what they're really missing, especially now that Knight has left, is a goal scorer, someone who's going to put the ball in the back of the net consistently. It looks like they've been kind of scoring for a little bit here, there, and everywhere, rather than have someone they can really rely on as a focal point. So I think, yeah, it'd be important for them really to find a consistent goal scorer as well if they want to pick up points and really compete against teams in this division.
Elsewhere, Leeds United put five past Chorley. I sat on the fence a little bit with this last week. Said that Chorley are tough customers, and the fixture against Leeds was always a tight and edgy one. You stuck your neck out and said that you predicted a Leeds win. You were right, 5-0. It's convincing, and Leeds are now top of the league.
Yeah, you're welcome, Leeds United fans, to get my seal of approval. But excellent result, really. A real kind of statement, a real comfortable victory. And what I would say, Leeds always kind of keep their cards close to the chest, not a lot of social media presence, so you don't really know what's going on there. But I noticed one name on their team sheet really surprised me, and Sophie Bradley-Auckland, who was the captain of Sheffield United last year, and that is an absolutely massive signing for them. I assume she'll play centre back for them, but I think that's a real eye opener for me. Potentially means that they can really go and compete right at the top. I think it's that important for them. So yeah, they'll be really pleased with that. And I think, yeah, top of the league is the place to be. They're up there with the other teams. So yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on them because I think they definitely have the potential to do something very special this year.
No, I agree. I think it's the right time to reinforce. Obviously, we spoke about Newcastle's stuttering start. Obviously, Barnsley then lose their first game last week. And now we're seeing that Leeds are pulling players out of Championship. They've got the means now to recruit because they had a little bit of a slow start themselves. But they're now starting to pick up momentum. It looks like a three-horse race potentially there. So yeah, they're sat top of the league. The pressure's on everybody else. And yeah, they're making a go of it by all accounts. Elsewhere in the division, we had Stockport County beat Middlesbrough 3-0. I think that's three wins on the spin now for Stockport, which just suggests that they're not necessarily going to be in that relegation scrap they were in last season. I thought they might be, but then equally I look at their squad and there's some bloody good individuals in there. So yeah, they're again picking up a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, convincing win as well. Clean sheet, three goals at home, will please them. On the flip side, we talked last week about Middlesbrough's inconsistency. I think shown again here, maybe expected that one to be a little bit more competitive. So not sure what's happened there. But yeah, I think important for them to bounce back in their next game.
Definitely. And elsewhere, we had the cup fixture between Newcastle and Durham. It played out as a draw and then ended up going to penalties. And then Durham came out victorious on penalties. I think you mentioned with Sheffield that they won't lose too much sleep over it. I don't think Newcastle will either. But equally, it does raise an eyebrow in one regard because Newcastle, in terms of resources, at least are way ahead of Durham in my mind.
Yeah, doesn't look like either team made a lot of changes. It looked like both teams were relatively full strength. So I think it's one of those games when you lose it, you can shrug it off and say, cup competition, it wasn't a real priority for us. But for Durham, who've won it, I think they'll take a massive amount of confidence from that. Obviously, taking Newcastle all the way to penalties, beating them on penalties will give them a tremendous amount of confidence. A little bit surprising. I thought Newcastle would be too strong, but Durham, I think it's important for them to take a bit of the local bragging rights as well. Obviously, with them being heavily linked to the academy side, to the championship side, I think it just gives them plenty of momentum when it comes for talking about young players in the region, as well.
Definitely, and it'll fill them full of confidence when they play Newcastle in the league fixtures also. So yeah, it's a great result for them. Obviously now looking to put a cup run together. Looking at the Northern Premier Division, we had five fixtures take place. The big one being Burnley versus Nottingham Forest. It finished 1-1, probably the result neither team wanted or needed. But equally, it keeps them in the mix still. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think both teams might be a little bit disappointed not to win the game, but I think for both teams, I think it's one you didn't want to lose. I think a draw, whilst won't have satisfied either team, they won't have been gutted about it because it means that they're not dropping a significant amount of points. They are two of the three or four teams that I think have a real shot at winning the league this year. So I think it's one of those. I think it's a bit of a stalemate. I think Burnley, on the state of the game, will probably be the slightly happier, having scored a late equaliser. It was about 80 minutes, I think, that they managed to get the equaliser. I think Forest took the lead quite early on. So I think I saw Jonathan Morgan talking about how much of an important point it was for them. So yeah, they'll be pleased having beaten Wolves last week to then back it up with a point against Forest. I think if you'd have asked them if they were happy with 4 points from those two games, they'd have bitten your hand off. So yeah, honours even with that one. And does set up the rest of the season quite nicely.
Absolutely, and for me that was the fixture worth keeping an eye on because that were a sounded like a good game. Elsewhere at the top of the table, Wolves beat Boldmere 1-0. I'll be honest, this result shocked me. Not necessarily the result, but the scoreline. I know that Boldmere saved a penalty. I know that they also had a perfectly good goal disallowed, or that's what everyone's suggesting, at 0-0, which obviously changes the complex of the game. So yeah, it's 3 points for Wolves. They won't matter how those 3 points come. They've got through it. They're still right in the mix, and still favourites in my book for the title. But yeah, that, like I say, it raised a bit of an eyebrow.
Yeah, credit to Boldmere in a sense. I think that goal came late on as well. I think it took Wolves about 75 to 80 minutes before they were able to break the deadlock, which shows a real resolve from Boldmere. They're clearly not ready to give up the fight yet. They'll be disappointed that at the end of the day it's no points. But yeah, they can take a tremendous amount of confidence, I think, from their last two games probably. Just a side note, I saw an amazing stat from Wolves this week that I think they've gone something like 1,300 days without losing a home game. I don't know whether you saw that on Twitter.
I
That's
didn't know.
a crazily good home record for them. Something that obviously has underpinned their success in recent years, and it just shows how difficult it is, even though you're competitive, to actually get a win away at Wolves is a real mean feat. So credit to them. Amber Hughes, the goal scorer, very, very good player.
Eighth
I
this
think
season
capable of
as
playing at
well.
a high level, in my opinion. So yeah, they'll be pleased to bounce back from the defeat the week before.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, it seemed like a Mourinho-esque run they've got at home. They're not giving up points easily there. Also, Stoke City are now third. They beat West Brom 1-0 away from home. And their positive start to the season continues. They find themselves in the mix. And I mentioned it last week, a little bit of a surprise, but equally, they're there by merit. They're winning games, they're putting points on board, and another fantastic result for them.
Yeah, it's gone past a lucky start in terms of the points that they've picked up. I think they're absolutely in third position on merit. Another good win in another tight game. I think most of the games this week have been solved by the odd goal or two. So, yeah, another one that they'll be pleased with in what is a kind of a local derby-ish, I suppose. So yeah, bragging rights for Stoke with that one.
Next up, we had Brighouse Town hosting Derby County, both with indifferent starts to the season. Derby came out on top 1-0 in this one, which just lifts the tension around Derby, I imagine, because it is 3 points. It starts to drag them up the league a little bit as well. So, yeah, a much needed win for them.
Yep, a good win for Derby on the road at Brighouse because it sounded like it was a really close game. The vibe I was getting on social media is that it could have gone either way. Actually, spoke to Rob today, and mentioned a little bit about the game. Said he was really unlucky and a little bit disappointed that they weren't able to grab a goal because I think he said they had a lot of good play until they got in and around the final third, which let them down a little bit. So yeah, and another one of those games for Brighouse that comes down to fine margins leaves them with one win this season, although they haven't lost a lot of games. They'll be disappointed, I think, just to pick up that one win in seven. So yeah, important for them to really knuckle down and focus on the next two fixtures to try and get some points on the board. I know they've got a tough game midweek. I think they host Burnley this midweek, so an important and difficult game for them to get back on the horse and pick up the points.
No, definitely. And the last fixture was AFC Fylde hosting Huddersfield Town. Fylde picking up the 3 points in a 2-0 win.
Yeah, a little bit surprised by this one, if I'm honest. I did speak last week looking at Fylde's results. They've all been very close. So on paper, I think this game was like third bottom against third top, but I think we all knew it was going to be closer than that. And I think, yeah, I'd imagine disappointed from the Huddersfield perspective not to pick anything up, given we've talked about how important it is to keep picking up points if you want to stay in touch with those top teams and top places. But Fylde's a tough place to go, we all know that. So it's not gonna define a season, I don't think.
No, definitely. And obviously being at the game myself, it really was a game of what you do in both boxes. Fylde have taken their chances, and we've not taken our chances. We had a number of chances to get ourselves and keep ourselves in the game, but sadly not to be. So yeah, we have to bounce back next week. Elsewhere, we had cup action with Liverpool Feds playing Barnsley for a place in the first round proper of the League Cup. It's a tie that went to extra time and Liverpool Feds edged their way through. I think we both said last week that it's a tough fixture for both sides. It's not necessarily a fixture that either side wanted. And it played out in that way, in that it looked tight, it looked edgy, with Liverpool coming through in extra time.
Yeah, they'll be delighted to get through in extra time. I think they scored in like the last minute of extra time as well. So I can imagine the celebrations there would have been very, very passionate, scoring right at the start of the game and then right at the end to avoid the dreaded penalty shootout. But yeah, for Barnsley, I don't think they'll be too disappointed. I think similar to the Newcastle and Durham game, I think if you win it, you're over the moon. But if you don't win it, there's not a lot lost not being in the first round of the cup.
No, definitely. And it just means that Barnsley now focus on league action in a very tight and close-knit league at the top end of the table. That wraps up the results from last week. Looking at the fixtures coming up this week, we've got plenty of midweek action, with most teams then out of action on Sunday. So looking at the Midlands division first, we have Sheffield FC travelling to Lincoln City on Thursday night, an opportunity for them to close the gap on the teams above them. They're 9 points off top of the league with a game in hand, so it rings Stourbridge in a little bit. And if other results go their way, then they climb the table because they're currently sat in seventh position.
Yeah, looking at the table, I think John and Sheffield will definitely look at this as a game that they'd be expecting to win. Lincoln currently 11th in that league, one win in seven, so a good opportunity for them to bounce back and, as you say, try and just keep touch with that kind of leading pack. The gap to Stourbridge is 9 points, as you say. They have got a game in hand, but yeah, can't afford to drop more points if they are looking up. As we said last week, though, for me, consolidation and a really solid league position would be good for Sheffield FC. So, one a game I expect them to win. So we'll look out for that on Thursday.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, consolidation, 3 points just goes a long way to distancing themselves from the relegation places. So an important fixture for them on Thursday night. Elsewhere, Doncaster Bells are in action on Sunday and they play Sporting Khalsa. Obviously, Doncaster picked up their first win under new manager last weekend, and they're currently 6 points off top with a game in hand. So a win on Sunday puts them within touching distance of Sourbridge still.
Yeah, though if you look at Sporting Khalsa's results, they've been inconsistent. They've had a couple of eye-catching results either way. So they lost quite comfortably to Stourbridge at the start of the season and then dropped points at Lincoln. But were unlucky not to get anything when they played Durham Cestria, and they've had a couple of decent results, beating Sheffield FC in their last league game. So a little bit of a an unknown quantity in knowing what you're going to get from them. So yeah, not the easiest game for them. Potential banana skin that they can't really avoid if they want to reach that objective. So another interesting fixture to keep an eye on.
No, definitely. And it's, I say it every week, but it's an interesting division because there's a lot of these ties where there's a lot of evenly matched sides with ambition that seemingly play each other every week. So yeah, another good fixture to keep an eye on. Looking at the first division north, again, the majority of fixtures taking place midweek. We've got a repeat of the preliminary cup tie, Durham versus Newcastle. Newcastle get an opportunity to bounce back quickly after that penalty shootout defeat. As I mentioned earlier, Durham will be full of confidence after getting through that tie. They've now got a little bit of something to work with in terms of knowing about Newcastle and what to expect. And obviously that's the same for Newcastle. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes. Both teams drew within 90 minutes on Sunday. So yeah, always interesting when you replay each other a matter of days later.
Yeah, without seeing the game, it'll be interesting to see if both teams did set up in their normal way of playing or whether there was any tricks up the sleeve knowing that you're going to play so soon after, especially in the league. I think, you know, as we said, both teams, although they'll be wanting to win in that cup fixture, very much will prioritise the league, Newcastle in particular. So it definitely an interesting tie. If Newcastle were to win midweek, then I think the cup exit will be very quickly forgotten. Whereas, as you say, with Durham having the confidence of beating them only 2 or 3 days before, they'll be looking to repeat that and damage their league title aspirations. If Durham win, they actually go above Newcastle. So two evenly matched teams. So that's an interesting one, definitely one to look out for.
Definitely. How do you see that going? Because I know you spoke quite highly of Durham last week. You said that they've got maybe an outside chance of competing in what seems to be a three-horse race. Could Durham be the fourth team?
I don't see why not. I don't see why not. As I said last week, a lot of good young players there. There's a few I didn't mention. You've got the likes of people like Erin Nichols and Leanna Giles, both kind of 16, 17-year-old midfielders. High potential. Talked a little bit about the forward line last week. I did say that they could mix it and match with the best teams in that division, which they proved on Sunday. If they were to get something out of the game, I think that would be a real statement to say, yeah, we're well in there. We've got a chance of winning this thing. So yeah, that will be an interesting one. I would be surprised, though. I thought Newcastle would win on Sunday. And I still would probably expect them to win the midweek fixture as well. But you know, I'll be happy to be proved wrong on that as well.
No, I'm with you. I don't think Newcastle lose their favourites tag anytime soon. So no, I imagine Newcastle, or certainly think Newcastle, will take the spoils midweek. But we shall see, because it is a tough old fixture. Also on Wednesday night, we've got Stockport versus Chorley, local derby. Stockport have got 3 wins on the bounce. Chorley coming off the back of a 5-0 hammering at Leeds. It's got to be a Stockport win, right?
I think if you'd have asked, or this game had come about a couple of weeks ago, you'd have said two very evenly matched teams. But given the form over the last couple of weeks, you probably edge towards Stockport. As you said, they'll be full of confidence having won 3 games on the spin. Chorley, as you said, did take a bit of a battering. Two local teams. Stockport are the favourites, I would say, but I don't think it's not going to be a walkover, and I expect a close game. So I wouldn't be surprised if it goes the other way. But yeah, I'd edge on the side of the home side with that tie.
No, I think so. As the home side, with the momentum that they're building, I imagine Stockport will pick up the points, but local derby, you just never know. The last game on Wednesday night is actually a bottom of the table clash. Bradford City host Merseyrail. I always thought that these fixtures were supposed to be local, but Merseyrail are travelling to Bradford on a Wednesday night, so I'm not sure how that'll affect things. But Regardless, it's an important fixture for both sides. Merseyrail have picked up points in the last couple of games, albeit draws, and Bradford are off the back of a 6-2 hammering. And in my mind, it's a must-win game for both sides.
It is before I mention about the game, you're absolutely right to shine a light on the travel and the distance. I think really disappointing from the league in from my perspective. That could potentially affect the availability of some of the players, especially for Merseyrail being the away side. You could potentially have players work until 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's such a shame that such an important game could be impacted by something as daft as scheduling. Why a Liverpool team is going to Bradford in for an evening kickoff is beyond me. But that said, if you're concentrating on the football, what a massive game that is. Both teams in the relegation zone, both teams struggling for form and for points at the minute. I think I don't want to say must win this early in the season, but I think if you lose that game, it will be difficult to bounce back confidence wise. So I think Bradford will be well up for it. Being at home, they need the win, and I'd probably edge them in it in trying to get it as well.
No, I edge Bradford as well. It's a good setup they've got now at Bradford Park Avenue, and I know that M62 is a bit of a nightmare. Merseyrail travelling down there on a Wednesday night, I don't envy them. And let's
I
hope
hope,
that.
yeah, I hope that it isn't a factor. The travel, the availability of players. I hope that it is the teams that the sides want to play because of availability, and it doesn't get spoilt by the scheduling. But yeah, we'll see on that.
Absolutely, we will. There's no fixtures on Sunday in the league. There's a couple of County Cup ties, and I believe that you guys are playing Newcastle this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I think with the scheduling this week being a little bit all over the place, County Cup fixtures, a lot of midweek games. We've had the opportunity to play some of the National League teams. So Newcastle are travelling to us on Sunday, which will be a real interesting one for us. Good test for both teams, I think. It'll be interesting to see what they've got. A couple of young players, a couple of good experienced players at their level, obviously pushing towards that tier three team. Tier three league. So yeah, good fixture for us. So I'm looking forward to that one on Sunday. We're playing York as well midweek with the 21s. Obviously York haven't got a midweek fixture or a weekend fixture, so I think they're keen to keep their toes dipped into competitive action. So a busy one for us, but yeah, nice to be able to play some of these teams.
Definitely. And just touching on York there, they play Leeds United midweek, a week on Wednesday, and there's a big crowd expected there as well. So that'll be a good event. Obviously they want to get a fixture in before they go into that local derby. Moving on to the Northern Premier Division, plenty of action this week. On the Wednesday, we've got Liverpool Feds hosting AFC Fylde. Liverpool Feds obviously in cup action last week, picking up a result in extra time. Results have suffered in the last few weeks for them after a really, really positive start. And then Fylde obviously picking up a 2-0 win against Huddersfield on Sunday. This is shaped up to be an interesting fixture, I think, because Fylde have been indifferent so far this season. Obviously, a positive result at the weekend, but an interesting time nonetheless.
Yeah, I really can't call this, to be honest. I think it's two similar teams. Obviously, Fed's promoted this year, whereas Fylde are established, but I don't think there's a lot between them. Midweek games often throw up the odd surprise. So if someone was to tell me that Feds were going to win comfortably, if someone was telling me Fylde were going to win comfortably, all results are on the table. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a draw, but whoever wins that, I think we'll come away thinking it's a really positive result. I think Feds could do with it. I think it's all well and good having that positivity around the start of the season, but at the end of the day, they're still 1-1 in the first six, 5 points, 2 points ahead of Bournemouth in the relegation zone. So they will still be thinking over their shoulder. So the points probably worth a little bit more to Feds at the minute. I think they'll be looking to win that one at home.
Elsewhere, we've got a Midlands derby. Wolves host West Brom, which Seems like a really tasty fixture. If the men's fixture's anything to go by, it's two clubs that don't get along. I'm not necessarily sure that it transcends into the women's game, that rivalry, but I imagine we shall find out on Wednesday. For me, I edge Wolves, league favourites in my opinion, against West Brom, who've had an indifferent start, and they're obviously travelling to Wolves, so. For me, I think Wolves will pick up the points there.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have a lot else to add on that other than Wolves as mammoth home record is a big one to try and upset. So yeah, if anything, but a comfortable home win I think will be a big surprise.
Moving on further north, we've got Brighouse Town hosting Burnley. Burnley currently top of the league by a point. For them, they'll want to keep that run going. They'll want to cement their place at the top of the league. And as we've just mentioned, we expect Wolves to win midweek. So it's important that Burnley pick up a result. But then equally, Brighouse are looking to put some points on the board themselves and they won't give anything away easily, that's for sure. So this is a tough fixture for Burnley, and one that Brighouse will want to pick up points.
Yeah, 100%. If you're Burnley, you can't take this game lightly at all. Traveling to Brighouse, never easy, as we've mentioned a couple of times, but they'll be right up for that one. I think they know that they're in indifferent form, Brighouse. So I think that, yeah, added importance given the narrow defeat at the weekend. I wouldn't be surprised. That's the kind of result that Brighouse have picked up in the past, where you kind of think that their backs are against the wall a little bit. They're not in great form. There's a bigger team coming to their stadium, and they pick up points. So I might be tempted to say that Brighouse will get something from that game. I could always be proved wrong, but yeah, not an easy game for Burnley. They've had kind of two or three really difficult games in a row. So yeah, I think they'll want to win with Wolves playing at home, but yeah, a tough one.
No, definitely. And just to add to the narrative there, Brighouse's top scorer last season, Lior Embley, now at Burnley. So that just adds a little bit more drama to the fixture. Next up, we've got Nottingham Forest hosting Loughborough. Obviously, Forest have been a little bit stop-start this season in terms of fixtures. Their form's good, but equally they've had the odd weekend with no fixture. So they'll just be looking forward to playing some consistent football, I imagine. They play bottom of the league, Loughborough, who are looking for the first points of the season. For this, Forest have got to be eyeing up 3 points, surely, to drag themselves in touching distance of Burnley and Wolves. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely Forest going in as favourites. Loughborough's preparation, I don't know whether you can say it's been good or bad. They've had a long time to stew on the result against Boldmere, having not played last weekend. So potentially an issue there. But at the same time, they've had, 10 days probably to prepare solely for the Forest game. So could go one or two ways with that regard. But yeah, I think despite that, massively important that Loughborough look to pick up some points. They're on the road in the next two games, so they have to pick up points somewhere. So where better to start than going and getting some points at Forest that not a lot of people expect.
No, definitely. I agree with that. And the last midweek fixture in the division is Stoke City hosting Boldmere. Boldmere losing out to a single goal at Wolves last weekend. I imagine they'll take some heart from that. I imagine they'll take some positives from that against Stoke, who are flying high. They're sat in third. They're winning games. They're putting points on the board, and seem to be making all the right noises on the pitch.
Yeah, Stoke should be full of confidence. I'd be surprised if they don't win against Boldmere. Yes, they've had a couple of positive performances, but Stoke are having positive performances and positive results as well. So, yeah, can't really see beyond a home win here, and I think they'll be disappointed if they get anything but.
A win midweek just keeps them within touching distance of Burnley, Wolves, Forest, who are looking like they'll be up there as well. On Sunday, there's just the one league fixture as Nottingham Forest host local rivals Derby County. And to add to the drama, Nottingham Forest will be playing at the City Ground where their men's team play. It's that time of year where the women's team gets to run out at the men's grounds. And I know Nottingham Forest and Derby tend to host this fixture at their main stadiums, as is the case here. So we're expecting a big crowd, as always, and a good fixture.
Yeah, it is. It's great to see something that Forest and Derby have done. I think in the past to get the opportunity to play at the men's stadiums opens it up to a wider audience, which is always nice. And yeah, that'll be a good fixture. A difficult one as well. Two teams who'll fancy the chances. Derby are no pushovers by any stretch. I know some teams when they get the opportunity to play in the men's team stadium. Pick their opponents very carefully where they
Yes.
think that they're gonna get an easier tie. So credit to Forest for not doing that. It'd be interesting. Forest will have played three pretty tough games in a week, having played Burnley, then playing midweek against Loughborough. I think we always found playing midweek that going again on that following Sunday was difficult, in terms of legs. So if they are able to win both those games, that would be fantastic for them, and real give them some real momentum going forward, but potential banana skins in both games, so they'll definitely have to be wary and play the occasion on Sunday as well. Given they will have a large crowd in, a great opportunity to show what they're about on a bigger stage.
No, definitely. And I think that midweek fixture will play a part because Derby aren't in midweek action. So that might just be the determining factor come Sunday, but we shall see. That wraps up this week's episode. He's been Ash Thompson.
Mama made it.
I've been Kyle O'Reilly. You can find us on Amazon Music. Please swing by, drop us a like, subscribe, hit us up on the socials, let us know what you think. And thank you for listening. See you next time. Take care.